Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. On Christmas Eve, the operator of the Eastern U.S. power grid, one of the three grids in the country, declared a system-wide emergency as a savage winter storm brought high winds and sub-zero temperatures to much of the country. Demand for electricity, especially for heat, was threatening to overwhelm the system, as it did last year in Texas. A system-wide Stage 2 emergency, which is what PJM, the company that operates the grid, declared, is quite rare in the Eastern grid, the previous one having occurred 8 years ago. In such an emergency, power companies in the network are required to plead with their customers to voluntarily reduce power consumption by turning down thermostats, not something you want to hear in a blizzard, and foregoing the use of major appliances. In addition, businesses enrolled in the demand response programs, by prior agreement with electric utilities, reduce their consumption and are compensated later for doing so. The tricky part about managing the grid is this. If demand ever exceeds the generation capacity that is online, the grid shuts down to protect itself from permanent damage, and recovery from an emergency shutdown is exceedingly slow. The surface damage done by the Christmas snowstorm knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people in 25 states, yet the demand was still threatening to overwhelm the grid. Someone, I forgot who, observed sarcastically once that they've been deploying this technology for 200 years, and the best they can come up with is strings on sticks. The voluntary cutbacks worked. And as the deep freeze began to release its hold on the country, the emergency was over. If it had not worked, and a Stage 3 emergency had been declared, the grid operators would have begun a series of rolling blackouts, denying power to large chunks of their service area for relatively short, unless you're freezing to death in a blizzard, periods of time. As it was, at least 37 people died nationwide in the event. Had rolling blackouts been necessary, they were instituted briefly by the Tennessee Valley Authority, the death toll would have been much higher. Kudos to the managers of the Eastern Grid, and congratulations for their successful defense of the system. Gratitude to the intrepid linemen and foresters that had to leave their families on Christmas and work long hours in brutal conditions to get the power back on. Oh, and a message to the CEOs of the big electric utilities and the wholly owned politicians who serve them. Are you out of your freaking minds? You have allowed the entire grid to sink into obsolescence and disrepair for 40 years. Since deregulation and privatization became the handmaidens of unlimited greed. And having done that, you now propose, along with the CEOs of the big car manufacturers, to convert the whole country's transportation system, which now uses one-third of all the energy consumed in the country, to electric vehicles. There is no question in my mind that if a significant portion of the population had been trying to charge their cars in the 2022 blizzard, the grid would have failed completely. Yet the drive to convert everybody to electric vehicles is relentless and growing. We are being urged by the people who are supposed to govern and serve us to jump into our new electric vehicles and drive them, Thelma and Louise style, off the electric cliff. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.